Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horsman again with Good Guys to Great Men. Thank you again for tuning in and watching my video this week. Today, I want to talk about the three crucial masculine values a man needs to have if he wants intimacy in his life. Let's talk about intimacy and connection. Let's talk about self-respect. I believe these are the three most important values, the very first entry-level values, if you will, that a man has to have if he's going to create the kind of connection and intimacy he wants in his relationships. But more importantly, without these values, he can't feel any sense of self-respect. So what are they? Let's start with number one. Let's talk about arguing. Let's talk about that value that says, I'm going to argue and I'm going to be right. I'm going to argue about stupid shit. I'm going to argue about the weather. I'm going to argue about traffic. I'm going to argue about politics. I'm going to argue about everything. And where does that come from? See, when we're not feeling self-respectful and we're not very attractive in an intimate relationship, it's because we're coming from a very, very small place. It's coming from that 13-year-old self where that little boy inside of us needs to be right and needs to somehow defend our honor. So when we get into stupid arguments about stuff, we find ourselves debating, going tit for tat, trying to convince the other person. And in the case of a romantic relationship, you're trying to convince her that she's wrong and that you're right. Arguing, by its very nature, it has a lot of benefits when you're in an adult debate, right? When you're in a debate and you're having an adult, mature conversation and you're doing point counterpoint, it's useful. Yeah, great. But a lot of guys are in the habit of bringing out that younger side, the arguing over stupid stuff, because there's an inner need to be right. That inner need comes from feeling like you've been wrong or you've been accused falsely and you need to defend yourself. So that first masculine trait is, in masculine value, is to stop arguing. I am a man who doesn't argue about stupid shit. Try that one on for the weekend. I am a man who doesn't argue about stupid shit. Number two is being defensive. I talked about that defensive behavior when you're arguing, but defensiveness comes from that need to prove that you're more worthy, that you're more valuable, that you're more worthwhile. And it comes from, again, that younger energy of trying to defend your honor, defend your value. And if you get accused of something stupid, like, well, you put the forks in the dishwasher upside down, or you're driving too fast, or you work too much, or you're being an asshole, right? Whatever the accusation is, there's an inner boy who wants to defend that to make the other person wrong so he could feel better, because there's an inner suspicion that she might be right. And if you don't have enough self-respect about your own worthiness and your own value, then you're going to defend yourself all the time. Is there a time when it's important to defend yourself? Yes, of course. In court, normally it's good to defend yourself. But most of the time when we get defensive, there's that roiling in the stomach and the heat on the back of the neck and your face gets flushed. And you're being defensive because that inner younger child is feeling hurt and he's feeling blamed and he doesn't want to be unfairly accused of something. So he starts with a sentence with, well, I was just. Every sentence that you utter that starts with, well, I was just, you need to eliminate from your vocabulary. That's a really good sign that you're coming from the wrong place. You almost never need to defend yourself. Almost never. Now, the third one is a little bit harder, right? These are all kind of hard, but the third one is total ownership for your emotions and total accountability for your reactions. Number three is important because when you don't have ownership over your emotions, you let those emotions drive you into doing some very juvenile things, whether it's screaming at people in traffic, cutting people off, punching holes in wall, kicking dogs, or getting into stupid arguments. If you're not taking total ownership for these feelings and understanding that these broiling feelings of anger and disappointment, frustration and resentment that men get sometimes, if you don't own the fact that those don't define you, they're just feelings and they're coming from thoughts you have that you can think better about, then you're gonna step in it every time. And what happens when we don't take ownership over our emotions? That means we don't take responsibility for our reactions either. Then we'll start to justify and defend and argue about why we did what we did, because since we didn't take ownership over the emotions, we didn't take any responsibility for our reaction, and now we're on our heels trying to defend and argue why we did what we did. And guess what goes out the window then? Self-respect. you have zero self-respect because you can hear yourself. You can almost see what you're doing. And even though you can see it, you don't have the fortitude to stop it and go, I can do better than this. An example of this is when we get pulled over by the cops, right? And I've been pulled over a lot because I tend to drive fast, which I'm taking ownership of. I drive faster than most. However, on this lonely, dark road here recently, Highway 287, dark, windy, cold, late one night, I was all by myself and I passed one of our troopers. And these guys hang out in huge one-ton pickups with four-wheelers in the back. And this guy chased me down and I took a big, deep breath. When I was mad, right, you get that feeling like, oh man. But it was cold, it was windy, it was dark, and this is one of the deadliest highways in Colorado. I pull over to the left and I go over into this pull-off. It's on the other side of the highway, so we both don't get stuck on the side of the road with semis passing. And I rolled down my window, I had my insurance identification ready, and he walks up beside the truck, you know, like they do, like they think you're gonna shoot him or something. And all I could say is, good evening, officer. I'm sorry I made you have to get up and chase me. And he chuckled and he wanted to see my ID. And I was just quiet. I had all kinds of things I could have said. It was dark. Nobody was around. There was a guy that passed me 5 minutes ago going faster than me. I had these big new tires that make my speedometer slower by 5 miles an hour. Nothing. I just said nothing. I just waited. He came back and he goes, well, I see you're a local boy. I'm gonna just give you a warning this time. And I said, I appreciate it. But I said, I also appreciate you and your other brothers out here who do this every night, taking care of us. And I'm really sorry I had to make you chase me down. I could do better. Self-respect. I rolled the window up. I still felt like an ass, but I felt better about me. And a younger version of me would have come up with all the reasons why he probably shouldn't have pulled me over. And so the three things are: stop arguing, stop defending yourself, and take total ownership over your emotions and responsibility for your actions. With those three baseline level masculine operating values, I think you can have an incredibly good week coming up. So give those a shot. Put some comments in here if you give it a shot and something changes for you, or shoot me an email if you want to talk more deeply about this stuff. I appreciate you watching and have a great week. Bye-bye.